never enough time when we're talking plumbing. You know, you think about life without plumbing. That's almost a separation of a third world country right there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How did they do it in Rome?
Mm.
How did they do that?
Glad I don't have firsthand experience to tell you. Let's get to Harriet in Tucson and see how we can help her today.
Harriet, calling from Tucson. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. First of all, thank you so much for having Rosie-certified people, because that's how I found Woods Plumbing. And that's, they put in my new hot water heater 2 days before Christmas. The only thing they didn't do is put a bow on it. But anyway, and then they did some other work for us. But now my question is, I have a Delta kitchen faucet, and I know there are little parts in there that have to be replaced every so often. How long do they usually last? They also have Delta faucets in each bathroom. And, Bill, thank you for your wonderful people who came out here and helped me. Because, you know, I told Rosie before, I'm legally blind and it's hard. But they did a wonderful job. And so now I want to know about my kitchen faucet and my bathroom faucets.
I know Harriet's a very loyal user of the Rosie on the House referral network down there. And Bill, I know you've been to her house several times, and I want to thank you again to back up what she was saying. But just, you know, the fact that someone in that vulnerable position has a place to go and find contractors they can trust, that's the role we serve here at Rosie on the House. And thank you for Woods Plumbing serving such a great part of that partnership.
No, thank you, Rosie. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have made this connection.
Awesome.
And thanks, Harriet. I appreciate that.
Delta faucets.
The water is so hard in Arizona to start with. You can get a year or so out of replacing. Delta has, if it's a single handle, is a non-washer washer that needs to replace so often. After 5 or 10 years, it's probably cheaper to replace.
Okay. All right. There you go. Rome's, where are we going from there next?
We got to go to toilets.
We're going to low flow. We're going to give everybody the answer on low flow toilets.
If we have time to take Jimmy after that, we will. But we thought it was going to be a one quick answer, but we talked a whole break about low flow toilets and which one was the best. So we'll see if we get there.
What I never knew is that there's a low flow toilet. Bill, low flow toilets, do they work? Is there a brand that actually does what it's supposed to do?
Yes. Well, we were just talking about that, the low flow. In the early 90s, they switched to 1.6 instead of the 3.5 or 5 gallon. Now they call them a high efficiency, which is a 1.2 or less. They're very popular. They finally got it together in engineering. And I think about every one I've seen works fantastic. And it's basically just a preference for what the homeowner wants.
The homeowners are driving the decision?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And one doesn't work better than the other?
Not that I can tell.
Okay. All right. Chris, where's your position on that?
Yeah, I'd pretty much agree with that. We use all brands. We mostly do sell Kohler and Toto. We also sell some Gerber and, like I said, whatever the customer wants. You know, we'll guide them if we think, oh, that's really not a good one. And there are some pretty darn cheap toilets out there that don't work so well and people wouldn't be happy with. So we try to guide them in the right direction of what would make them happy.
Now, wasn't Toto the one that really figured the technology out earliest?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And they had a lot of the market share, but it's everyone's catching up.
Everyone else is caught up. Now, what was the brand that actually had the pressure tank in the tank itself, the air pressure test? When you flushed it, it sounded like a space shuttle taking off.
Well, there was actually several brands that carried those type of toilets. They mostly were
Sloan parts. They worked with a tablespoon of water.
A little scary sometimes, but yeah. No, they work very well. The problem with those are repairing them. They're not cheap to repair or easy to get parts for.
And noisy. Yeah, you can't use the bathroom in the middle of the night, that's for sure.
Yeah, we used to call them the Archie Bunker toilet.
All right, we've got to wrap up the show here in just a minute. Chris Stanfield, why don't you tell everybody about Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Well, we're Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. We service the Maricopa area, mainly the Phoenix Valley. We're available 24/7, and you can get a hold of us at, help me with that, Rosie.
866.
1776.
Yeah.
There you go. And Bill Woods of Woods Plumbing.
Yes, we do all the Tucson surrounding areas. We've been in business since 1979, and we do 24/7 emergency service. We really tried to push maintenance, though. We want to fix the problem before it becomes a catastrophe.
Boy, and that water heater maintenance is one of the things I wanted to talk about. We didn't have time even to get to, and people are asking me all the time, should I flush my water heater? And I tell them, look, if you haven't flushed it in 7 or 8 years, don't touch it.
That's the truth.
Is it, you feel the same way?
Same way.
And they always ask me, do I test the pressure relief valve to see if it still works?
Well, I say yes. I have a bunch of friends that are home inspectors. They don't like to touch it because they know it's not going to seal.
Right.
But means it's bad and it needs to be replaced.
So in your mind, let's test it and see if it's bad.
Right, exactly. If it's over, let's say, 5 years old, it needs to be replaced. It's a safety valve. If it's froze up, it could be a hand grenade. And if it doesn't seal, it's going to leak all the time. So you have a potential problem.
Chris, do y'all still have the YouTube video on your website of the water heater that blows up?
Yeah, I think we do. And that is pretty amazing.
Yeah, a water heater here in Phoenix that actually, they say, went as high as 30 to 40 feet in the air, blew across the street, shook the house.
This is after it went through the garage drywall.
Yeah, yeah.
And plywood decking, which was probably 5/8 or 3/4 plywood, plus all the roofing material.
They actually condemned that home.
The insurance company literally tore the house completely down because it blew it off its foundation. And it was a masonry home. And then it lands at a bus stop across the street.
Yeah, so it sounds funny, and we do laugh about it, but it's a very serious part of your water heater.
And that was
safety.
A homeowner who had a leaky pressure relief valve, so he decided to cap it.
He plugged it. So it's the same thing. Like if your DMP doesn't work, that's the same as capping it.
All right, yes. Folks, we certainly appreciate y'all joining us this Saturday morning. For Rosie on the House, we show up every Saturday morning to do one thing, melt away your anxieties and fears about any home maintenance or repair project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you've enjoyed today, do us all a favor and pay forward. Find somebody that needs to be encouraged. Find somebody that needs to be educated. And do it. And then tune in next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock.